Welcome to Ask Say the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode number 8. Today, I answer the question, why do you block people? Let's begin. It's always been attached to my name in the industry. Ay, si Say Tioko patola yan. Ibablock ka niyan. I have been using my online platform for a decade now, and I have encountered so many people. The good comes with the bad. In this lifetime, we meet people who are in tune with what and who we are. And we also meet a lot of assholes along the way. Sabi nga nila, if you don't want to be criticized, do nothing and say nothing. But that's no way to live, is it? Being in the online space have honed me into what I am now. And I definitely think that putting yourself out there also trains you how to deal with all kinds of people. And that is hard training. You will be tested in all sorts of ways. Your understanding, your patience, and the latter, I don't really have much of that. Kaya nga it's hard training eh, because you are forced to develop more of what you naturally lack. And in my case, it's patience. They say posting stuff online is giving people the free pass to say anything to you. That is correct. This also means that anyone has a free pass to be disrespectful towards you. And when this happens, you should expect the worst. Anonymity gives people more confidence as if they have the power that they really lack in real life. Anyone can just insult anybody without getting punched in the face because they do it virtually. No accountability. This is where boundaries are drawn. Just because you are given a free pass to say anything doesn't mean you have the right to be an asshole. And if you think otherwise, then you are the reason why the block button was made. Let me enumerate the types of people that deserve to be banned or blocked. On top of the list are sexual harassers and perverts. Just last night, I had to deal with one. In case you missed it, I've recently launched a series of videos about sex toys in line with an educational campaign that I am running together with Ilia, a sex toy store in the Philippines. And of course, this entails having different posts about the toys on my social media accounts. Some people just don't have the brain or the decency to absorb this. They cannot fully comprehend what sex education means. Once they see a woman talk about sex, they immediately pounce and unleash their ignorance and kabastusan. They think this is a free pass or an opportunity for them to harass. Exactly what a dickhead would do. They use their dicks instead of their brains. This happened on Instagram last night, and this asshole left a comment saying, I can use him as an instrument too, implying that he wanted to be a sex toy for me. That is filed under sexual harassment. Unwanted or unwelcome, sexually explicit messages is considered sexual harassment. Anything that is unwanted and sexual in nature, again, is harassment. Ang hirap para sa ibang tao na maging disente. It's just crazy how others cannot understand that being a decent person and showing respect and basic respect towards other people is the bare minimum. So this man left this comment in my photo and I decided to check his profile, which was public, by the way. And surprise, surprise, he has a wife and little kids, including a daughter. Just yesterday, I reposted a video of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about her encounter with Ted Yoho. What stuck to me was when she said, having a daughter or wife does not make a decent man. And this, what happened to me, is a prime example of that statement. I then decided to call him out and post his lewd behavior on social media. I made a couple of edits because in the first post, I included a screenshot of his Instagram profile, and it showed photos of him with his family. People then asked me to blur the faces of the kids and even the wife because, of course, they have nothing to do with their asshole husband or father's shameful behavior. And I got that point. However, I couldn't help but feel even angrier because of the fact that I had to adjust. This is an honest feeling that I really felt last night because I just felt so much emotions. I felt violated. I felt anger. And these emotions drove me to post and expose this pervert. I asked myself, why do I have to be the one to adjust? Ako na yung nabastos, ako pa yung mag-a-adjust. And the answer came to me almost instantly. It's because I don't have a dick for a brain. I have the understanding to make the necessary corrections, to drag him and only him alone. Ako yung may utak and may pang-unawa. It's something that you cannot expect from perverts like this person. Just imagine how stupid and foolish it is to leave a lewd comment on a person's account online for the world to see, and then have your face displayed on your profile, and then also have public photos of your family. It's like you just exposed yourself. I later learned that this person was a bartender in one of the spots that I frequent in Poblacion before. I just got so sick to my stomach. It is just so disgusting. And this is one behavior that I cannot let slide. I know we are talking about blocking people, but in this case, we teach them a lesson first. I feel for his wife. I feel for his daughter. Him doing this is him allowing other men to also do the same to the women in his life. I hope one day he uses his brain instead of his dick. We have to call them out. By letting them get away with what they do, we are normalizing them. And that isn't right. We have to stand up for ourselves and stand up for everyone who gets harassed every day. The second type is entitled people. I block those who think they have every right to my life just because they watch my videos. Kung hindi dahil sa akin, wala kang sweldo. That's something that I usually get on YouTube. How self-serving is that statement? Such entitlement. Such ego speaking. Nobody owes anyone anything. I did not sell my soul for you to control. And this is just something that I do not tolerate. Some people don't do well with change either. They put us on a pedestal. And they have this expectation or image of us that we somehow must maintain for them to continue loving us. However, change is the only constant thing in the world. I am not the same 18-year-old Seityoko whose only goal was to teach people how to put on makeup. I am now a 29-year-old woman who have advocacies and goals that aim to improve society. Everyone leaves legacies, and I want mine to be worth it. Entitlement comes when these people assume I've changed lanes to beg for attention and views, when, as a matter of fact, I am operating solely because of passion and purpose. The videos I do on sex ed cannot be monetized on YouTube. You cannot assume that I am doing it for the money. When something or someone isn't for you anymore, or if you think that what they do isn't aligned with your values, then you are free to go. Just don't go assuming and insulting what they do now when you don't have the slightest understanding why they do what they do. Some people online are determined to misunderstand you and intentionally hurt you. People's intention really show with their words. I am all for constructive criticism. And I have had many conversations with followers who relayed their concerns and such conversations end well, and I'm able to pick up suggestions on how I can better myself. There is a proper way to give constructive criticism. Pokpokin ka isn't one of them. You cannot defend such as constructive because it just isn't. You have to properly learn how to construct a constructive criticism before expecting other people to just take whatever you want to say. When someone comes into your house and slaps you in the face, what do you do? In my case, I would totally drag them out of my house. Same goes with answering back. Call it being patola all you want, but I cannot and will not tolerate shitty behavior. We should put people in their places. We don't let anybody, especially strangers, to slap us in our faces in our homes. This means having boundaries. It is saying, no, what you did or said is not acceptable, and I will not tolerate it. You put up that wall and you stand your ground. You draw a line and that is as far as they can go. You have to protect your space. Remember that by setting boundaries, you protect your space, your mental health, and your overall well-being. You don't absorb shit from other people. Anything that anyone hurls towards you is a reflection of what they feel about themselves. We say this over and over again. We all have traumas and baggage, and sometimes it's inevitable that those traumas overflow, and without healing, you bleed on other people. Just imagine a world where people bleed on each other. It's not a pretty sight. When people ask me on Ask Say, how do you deal with people who put you down? The number one thing to remember is what they say about you has nothing to do with you, and it has everything to do with themselves. So don't take it personally and establish boundaries as soon as possible. This is something I wish I learned earlier in life. So now I am sharing it with you, whoever is listening to this podcast episode. Setting boundaries help you lead a better life because you don't allow passage of anything unwanted. In this day and age, we are exposed to so much negativity and we can only take so much. Lahat tayo may boiling point. We all have limits. By learning when and how to set boundaries, we give the utmost respect to ourselves, and that is the most important thing. And that's the end of episode number 8. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and please do let me know what you think of this episode by sharing it on social media with the hashtag AskSayThePodcast. Thank you for listening.